Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Two hands.
What's he doing?
Jiggle the balls. Work the balls.
Okay. Line. Can I just flash the camera right quick and be done
so
with it?
So many rules.
Wait, both hands? What is that?
Whatever works.
Both hands thing.
Okay. Don't ask.
Don't question.
That's advanced guy talk right there.
Okay. Mind your business.
I don't know.
You're not in the club. You're not in the club.
Don't ask questions.
It's a code.
Okay.
But the big picture is thanks for moving the monitor.
Right.
You're welcome.
Oh, geez. That was good.
I love that you're shocked that I'm a sexual being.
No one's
That's
shocked
not.
That you're a sexual being. We've just never heard you go into, like, sex talk voice before.
That's good.
I will not mention names. This is actually really fun. I will not mention
yes,
names.
Yes, you will.
No,
By the time you're done, we'll figure it out.
No, I will not mention names. However, there was somebody that we all know that is doing, like, a side gig, and which is why I'm not going to mention names, and I'm not trying to shout him out, but he asked if I would be the voice of his, like, the intro to it type of thing, right?
Oh.
And so the premise was that there was a guy and a girl. No, I'm sorry. There's two girls doing their thing, and the husband walks in, and instead of getting mad, his wife says something like, "Hey, honey, come join the fun," or whatever it is. And and it was going to be like the beginning of, I guess, I don't know if it's a podcast or commercial or whatever.
Oh, I see.
Anyway. So he asked me to do it, and I'm like, you realize it's me, right? So, but I'll do it. So I did my sexy thing.
Say what you said.
It was something to the effect of, "Hey, honey, oh, I wish I had it on this hard drive."
Give guys a second to get lotion. Hold on.
No.
I'll choke on it. Music's going.
It was something. It was slow and low, and that was the tempo. And then I sent it to him.
Sounds like a good Beastie Boy song.
Say what you said the way you said it.
You pictured yourself in the bed in the situation, and you said,
"Oh, you'll play it for us." Even better.
Let's hear it.
See, I'm just give me a second to find it.
Nice.
But here.
You said, "Let it go. Let yourself go.
Slow and low.
That is the tempo." Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said. I'm finding it. But my point is, so I was like unsure about it because I don't do sexy mode a lot. And when I did it, Spike was coming in, and I was like, "Just listen to this for a second, and let me know if this is okay." And I did several takes, and so Spike listened to it, and while I hit it, he started laughing so hard. And I go, "Why are you laughing?" He's like, "Because it's you, Monica. This is not you. And I'm like, "I understand." And then the person that he did it for started laughing when he heard it the first time. And I'm like, he goes, "It's you. I know it's you. And it sounds good." And he liked it. It just was.
Is he using it?
Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Let me hear it in cue. Hold on. Let me make sure this is it.
So professional.
I'm so sorry. I have to
just play it wild on the air. Then.
Yeah, but I don't want. If she plays it, I don't want this music underneath it. I just want to hear it dry.
Yeah. Oh, dry. Blocking now because she's listening to it.
All right, let me. Is
that the right one? You gonna play it for us?
I am. Hang on.
Oh, good.
I gotta just find it. Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Let me get lotion.
I gotta hear it in. I don't want to say the name of the company. Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
Hang on.
Thank you for listening.
Right.
Your listenership is very important to us.
Smutphone.
Please stand by.
I'm going to leave it in there. Okay, here you go.
Your call will be answered in the order it's been taken.
Can you hear it?
Your current wait time is 8 minutes.
All right, I'm ready. Is that sexy?
That was really cool.
Oh, hey, honey. Come join the fun. It's sexy, deviant, uncensored. Laugh.
Put it in.
Laugh.
No.
Please.
I can see too involved.
I can see nobody who knows you thinking that it's good. It's
sure.
What's the podcast?
I don't know if it's sexy and I don't.
It's sexy, deviant, uncensored.
That's what that is. That's what
sexy, deviant, uncensored.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway. Can I guess? Can I guess who it is?
No, I mean you can guess. I'm not telling you. Like it's not going on air.
Is it a dude's podcast?
Yes. The person who asked me is a guy. Yeah.
The person who asked me is a guy.
WHBT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete.
The hell is that?
Sorry.
That's her other sexy voice.
I like the way you did that.
Wow, Monica, that was crazy.
Where can we listen to Sexy Deviant?
I honestly don't know. They asked me to do that. He floated me some money for it, and we're all good. Yeah.
Professional.
It's his podcast? I feel like this has got Denise written all over it.
No, it doesn't. No, it's not at all. At all. And I don't think it. I don't know if it's a podcast or if it's a. I think they're going to be selling things. I honestly don't know. Mm-hmm. I legitimately
whatever.
Don't know. Yeah.
You said like three sentences and you got paid.
Exactly.
That's what Raj does.
Yeah.
And then same day that happened.
He built an empire, a house with a moat.
I say you pay.
Right. Is that your thing?
Just in my head.
Is that on your card? That needs to be on your card.
No, it's never been on my card.
It's put it in productions.
Right.
Put it in productions.
I say you put the money in my hand.
Put it in
my hand.
Oh, well, that's not even better. That's really not better.
And then that same day, your good friend, your boyfriend, Ed Weigel, saw that I'm having Monica Palooza for my birthday.
Yeah.
You know what he did?
Responded yes?
No, I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to play it for you. Oh, my God.
He sent you audio for your birthday?
This is the best. He did a produced one and a not. This is the not produced one.
All right. Ed Weigel, voice of wrestling. Here we go.
This is the best. Hold on. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monica Palooza.
is that the best in the world?
That's fantastic.
I know.
And you got it for free. How nice is that?
I did.
Very nice of
you. You lucky bastard.
Yeah, it was very nice of him.
The face does not match the voice.
Never does.
He seems like the most unassuming dude when you meet him, and then he's just got gigantic bald voice.
Oh.
Let me hear the produce piece.
Okay, hang on. I gotta go back in here. Boy, this is a lot of production.
Monica Palooza is becoming a big thing.
Is this what you feel like, Brett? This is a lot of production. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except he does it really quick.
Here right. I'm not used to it. Okay, here you go. This one's 18 seconds long. Hang on.
Yeah, except he's good at it.
Suck it, JP. All right,
so
here we go.
Say it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monica Palooza. Oh, stand back. She's going to yak her guts up. suck it, White Claw.
That's great.
I know.
Where do you get the sound effect of you yakking up White Claw? That was really funny.
I love Ed so much.
What a great sound.
So good.
You do it again.
Yeah. I was thinking the same. I was like, can you play it one more time?
Yeah. All right, hang on. Oh, God.
In less than 15 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monica Palooza. Now stand back. She's going to yak her guts up. suck it, White Claw.
Even the kids who are cheering sound like your nieces who do the Monica Cat song. Like I almost picture like kids like that going, yeah, it's Monica Palooza.
That cat puke really was good. Unreal. That was great.
Excellent sound effect.
Chase on line one. Go ahead, Chase.
Really good.
Hey Brett, Chase. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good. How's the family?
Great. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Buddy Chase.
Are you bald?
Good.
Hey.
Listen, here's the thing. Are you driving right now? Make sure.
How's the stinky neighbor? Did he get his trash out your hallway?
Oh, wow. That's old school.
It is. That was best of, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we have cleaned it up, and now I'm no longer throwing up.
That's good.
What's up, Chase?
Yeah,
he's bald.
Hey, so, JP, you're going to love this. I heard this on SBK show. It's a double dildo-sided company that JR has started.
No way.
Okay.
Yes,
he's got a line of dildos coming out?
Yes, sir. Double dildo. Double-sided.
Who's doing the voice, JR or SBK?
No, it's JR's company.
Right.
Monica did the voice for it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
You've got a good imagination.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Chase.
Tattletale. details in this. What did you think
was going to happen?
Well, no.
If it was somebody that was on the air, somebody's going to know about it. I'm sure it's been talked about.
I didn't know that it was. Like, it wasn't my business to tell. But if they said it on the air, then I guess he doesn't care. That's cool. Right. I just didn't. It wasn't my business to tell.
What made him get into the dildo business?
And, you know, side hustle. I don't know. I didn't ask. Listen, is the Venmo clear? That's all I know.
Is he designing his own line or is it?
I don't. Again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You just, he gave you a script and you read it and he paid you and you moved on.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Paul has a question. He's on line four. Hey, Paul.
You just call me Paul? It's Balls.
Hey! Oh, it's Balls! Hey. I'm sorry, Brian didn't know Balls. He probably heard Balls. He said, I must have heard it wrong.
No, he must have said Paul. Yeah, right. No way.
What type of phone screen you guys got over there, bro? Jesus Christ.
How does he not know Balls? Everybody knows Balls.
Someone's been drinking already. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, boy. Where are you?
Oh, chilling, bro. I'm actually at Newark Airport. I'm flying up to Boston. I just heard Monica, like, yo, that voiceover thing you did, like, yo, like, if the right person hears that, Monica, like, yo, you're going to get paid. Like, you just start doing, like, voiceover acting and all that. Like, yo, you're going to get paid doing that. Like, I'm flying right now from Newark to Boston to finish up the Sopranos movie, The Many Saints of Newark. I got picked up in that from doing the shooting down in for the Rush Room that I told you guys about last year.
Yeah.
You're gonna get paid off of that, Monica. Like, keep doing that stuff.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, tell us more.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Back up a second. You were in Newark shooting The Saints of Newark?
Yeah, I've been here for like the last month. I've been in Jersey like the last month.
And
yeah.
How did you get that?
They shut because I was doing the film in Manhattan. I told you about last year, The Russian Room. The Russian Room 2, that flick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I met one of the guys in there, and he's like, "Yo, he's like, you know, they're filming in Newark for the Many Saints of Newark in Jersey." He's like, "I know this guy." He's like, "Come out there. Let me introduce you. To him." I drove out to Jersey. I met up with a guy in Elizabeth, and he's like, "Yo, he's like, show up on Wednesday." This is like, bro, this is going back.
Get out of here.
I don't know. Like, yeah, like 5 months ago. So I've been back and forth, and like they're giving me per diem. I'm not getting a paycheck yet. I'm not like getting any, like SAG stuff, but. They give me per diem $200 a day and pay for my hotel. You know what I mean? My flights.
You're an extra?
Actually, bro, I have a small role in it. That's why they're flying up to Boston. I can't talk about it.
That's fantastic.
I can't even talk about it. I'm not sure if it's going to make the flick or not. I'm like, but they're flying up to Boston. Like, I can't really talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, but like, yeah, like, and like, I stepped in doodle and it smells good. But that's how I got it. Just by doing stupid stuff, like how Monica's doing, like with the voiceover. Like, Monica, never know. You might. Like, you're you might, like, somebody, like, might, like your voice, and, like, all right, grab that check, and, like, here's $50,000, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And everybody in Newark knows somebody in Boston, and everybody in Boston knows somebody else, and you just keep saying hi to people and being nice, and never know.
The Many Saints of Newark is shooting in Boston.
Yeah. I get it. But yeah, no matter who you run into, you're running into new people, and, just keep meeting them. That's great.
Like, bro, I met David Chase. He was cool as hell. He's like, dude, you seem like you're all right. I'm like, yeah, like, bro, you have no idea.
Did you? You have no idea how old I am.
Did you tell him he wrecked the ending to The Sopranos?
Say what?
Did you tell him he wrecked the ending to The Sopranos?
No, I haven't told him yet.
Yeah, well, make sure by the time that thing
works on Boston.
Yeah, when that thing ends, just make sure you get that out there because he needs to know that. All right, boss.
We'll see what happens. I'm hoping I hope I make the cut. You know, but I know I made the cut for the Russian Room. I'm hoping that gets aired soon, but everything is messed up with the COVID, bro. They stopped filming everything, you know?
So you're making $200 a day, plus your hotel, and you have craft services, so you're eating while you're on set.
Bro, I'm humongous right now. I'm like close to 230 pounds. I'm humongous right now.
This is amazing. You drop out of the sky onto the show, and this is what's going on. It's incredible.
Yeah, because I'm sitting in the airport, and I'm like, I've listened to you guys in a minute, and the only reason is because I've just been busy. So I'm like sitting here, my flight takes off in 2 hours, and I'm like, let me throw on Roger and JP. So I was listening, and I heard Monica talk about the voiceover that she did for that podcast. And I'm like, I heard it honestly, like, yo, like, Monica's got a good voice.
Yeah.
Like, Monica has a good voice, you know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
I'm telling you, like, all it takes is the right person to hear that. And, Monica, you're going to be paid.
Balls, you throwing that in the spank bank?
No. I get my pipe, bro.
You blew it, bro. You blew it.
Nope, he did not.
I like thick bitches, bro. I like thick bitches, bro. Mine's too tiny, you know what I'm saying?
You would have threw her right into therapy. All right, man. Well, listen.
I was throwing her right to a rear naked choke, and I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. Well, good luck, buddy.
All right, bro. Yo, good talking to you guys. Be good.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you.
Take care, man.
Hey, bro. I'm really freaking trash. Yo, dude. Why are you being a dick? It's balls. Don't be a dick, bro.
I'm going to Boston to be Tony Soprano.
I miss that guy.
Unbelievable. He was extremely animated. I don't know I've ever heard balls that animated.
Yep. He sounded so different. So,
hyper.
I mean.
So not drunk.
You should totally.
Right. Maybe he you went to rehab and he's not drinking at all.
You got to get that out of context.
Which thing?
What she just said. She never heard balls that animated.
Oh, no. How do I talk?